Hello, welcome to How's It Going? Today we have a good friend of mine, Cesar Garcia, a civil engineer that just graduated from UT not too long ago. So congratulations to him, shout out to him, you know. And he's also, he also dances, he choreographs music from hip hop to contemporary. So if anybody wants to learn how to dance or anything from beginner to advanced, hit up my boy Cesar. Absolutely one of the best dancers I know in the DF, though, bro. Not like I'm being serious, bro. I'm being serious. So how's it going, bro?
We chilling, bro.
Chilling. How's life after college? How was college?
So I actually just finished and I graduated.
Graduated last semester in December. Took two finals. So last two finals of the semester.
It's fucking 4.5 years at UT. Probably the best time of my life, not gonna lie. Pretty dope shit.
Yeah, I've been to Austin like once.
I know, yo, you never came down when I was over there. Bro. I was telling all the guys we used to dance with to pull up. But
I would have been down, but like back in the day, I was still young.
For sure.
I was still young. So you took 4 years in UT today in 2020, so you went UT in 2016?
2016, yeah. So I graduated from BA in 2016. So it was actually 4.5 years, 9 semesters.
BA was that?
BA was my high school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, back in 2016.
Okay.
Yeah, so 4.5 years. I mean, it was fucking civil engineering. It was tough.
Yeah, but I wanted to go into civil engineering too myself over at UNT, but like...
No, yeah.
I ended up not going.
Yeah. I'm trying to get back into that shit.
I at least want to go back for my associates.
Yeah, for sure. I think you should.
Eventually, I'll go back. Eventually.
Can't put that, like...
That thought in the back of my head, in the back of my mind.
Yeah. You know what I meant.
Yeah, I know what you mean, bro. Like, yeah. It's always going to be a thought in my head. I need to go back at least to get my associates.
Yeah, I mean, like, when I was at UT, there were so many times that I was ready to drop out, dude. It was just hard, and it was stressful. And then, like, the first 2 semesters, it was hard because, like, you're over there alone. You don't really see your family every day like you used to. Even though people be saying that, like, they just want to move out and shit once they grow up. But, yeah. I don't know, like, it was kind of, like, that was the hard part. And then just classes are hard. And I don't know, there's a couple times where it was like, all right, I think let me take a break from this. But I don't know, kept going, kept trying. It was pretty cool, though.
Pretty cool. What motivated you, like, throughout? At UT?
While at UT, I think it was, like, my parents. You know, like, just like every other Mexican family, you have your parents that, like, or, like, grandparents that came down from Mexico to find, like, a better future for the family and shit. And
yeah, so they tell you,
gotta go to fucking school and be something, do something. I don't know. And, I don't know, in the back of my head, it was always, like, they have helped me so much, like, to get to this point. Like, I can't turn back now. I can't stop. Like, I gotta keep going. I gotta see this through.
Yeah.
4.5 years later, I saw it through. It was badass. I'm glad I don't know. Fuck it. Civil engineer. That's crazy.
Bro, like, civil engineer is pretty crazy for me. Like, even throughout high school for myself, I took some engineering classes. I enjoyed it. But... I enjoyed, like, the AutoCAD shit and all that, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, AutoCAD, for sure. Actually, I didn't know you knew AutoCAD.
Yeah, I did AutoCAD, Inventor, and all that.
Yeah.
It was pretty late. I really liked it.
Yeah.
That's one of the main reasons I wanted to go back to school was for that. Just get a job doing that.
And like, there really is jobs just for that. Like, for you to just be a designer or, like, know the software that well. I think I took one class that taught... how to use the software, it taught us how to sketch, like, models and shit, and then it taught us to, like, use the AutoCAD, Inventor, all those apps, but, and then your other classes just, like, sometimes use it, or sometimes they don't.
It just depends.
Yeah, it just depends what kind of class
you're taking?
Dude, since you're a civil engineer, like, what was the hardest math class you ever fucking took?
That's the thing. Math isn't even the hard part, bro.
What's
math,
the hard part then?
Math was like, math, like, dude, I took like, we called it M408C.
M408D.
And it was like the first calculus, or like calculus one and like the first part of two. And then we took M408D after, which was like the second half of Cal 2 and then Cal 3 or whatever. And then after that, we had to take a class, differential equations,
mm-hmm.
with like linear algebra. So you have to already know linear algebra, but damn. It was also taught at the same time. But that class was actually pretty dope. Do I remember what I did in class? Like what we fucking learned? Like kinda. Can I do it now? Fuck no. That was my fucking sophomore year. So I don't fucking remember.
So like basically,
it would take me like a little bit to try to do it. I don't know. But hard part was like physics. My physics classes.
About physics.
Yeah. All the everything after physics, it just gets fucking harder.
Damn. And what about the projects? Like going into UT, I'm pretty sure you did a lot of projects. What was probably one of the best ones you did?
I'm not actually supposed to talk about it, I think. Because it's, I don't even know if it's like gonna be built or something. I mean, it's not like I'm gonna show you, but I'll try to explain it. So there's this class that's called engineering professionalism, and it's basically they give you a project,
mm-hmm.
and you're supposed to like see it through. So you're supposed to design it, like come up with like a plan of where it's gonna be built, how it's gonna be built, what you're gonna use, what it like, just design it. But it's civil engineering, so it's just from everything underground to like
the top
to the. Not all the way to the top, but just to like ground level.
Okay.
That's like basic civil engineering. Then you get into the structural, but that's too complicated. So they gave us a project that's already happening, but it's partnered with the school so that we kind of give them a plan of what it's supposed to look like, and they can use it or they can scrap it. But there was this project here in Dallas that's proposed. It's like a... Have you seen the Ferris wheel in England?
Yeah, the Eye of London.
There you go. Yes, that one. So it's kind of like that, but it's an actual building. So it's like a circle. It's like a donut shaped building.
Is it gonna have a hole in the middle?
Yeah, it's supposed to be, and it's supposed to use that hole like to for like renewable energy. So like use like wind energy. Yeah.
Basically. Okay.
That
is smart.
Yeah, and so like it's just proposed. Like it's not, I don't really know if it's gonna be built. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's actually like downtown where it's supposed to be. It's like, have you ever drive down, like you're driving from Waco to Dallas, you're riding mm-hmm. on 35.
Uh-huh.
So you take 35 East, like if you're going into downtown, south, 35 East towards downtown. Am I doing that right?
Yeah.
You see the Southside Ballroom to your right?
Southside, as in the, on
Like if you're going towards downtown, there's the Southside Ballroom on the right.
Uh huh. That's your pen.
It's supposed to be in that area, so it doesn't really cover downtown. It just covers like the right side of downtown.
Okay.
But we basically designed like the parking garage, what kind of like water line, sewer line, energy, like power cables, like all that. Stuff what it's supposed to look like, and then like the foundation and all that. So that was a pretty cool project, because it was a pretty cool building that might be built, that might not be built. I don't know,
dude. I'm pretty sure they're gonna build it. It's gonna take a couple more years,
yeah, and it's gonna be expensive as fuck, but yeah, I think so.
I feel like that will build that just because of the how you explained it to me and what's the concept and what it can do, especially in downtown. There's a lot of pollution down there.
Yeah. Trinity River is really gross. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
they're trying to clean it up, but
yeah. And did you know that it comes from like another river body, like up north, and then the Trinity's
long
goes all the way to Houston. So the water that we're like washing now goes to Houston. Yeah, kind of sucks. So they get like the dirtiest, because then it washes into the Gulf of Mexico, right? Yeah, I think so.
Bro, you know that...
Might have just made that up. I don't know.
Nah, I mean, it makes sense.
Someone told me that. I don't know.
Because Dallas is up here, Houston is right. The south. And, like, you know, it's funny. Yeah, it kind of reminded me of a... it's not really beef, but, you know, there's always somebody from Houston talking shit about Dallas is better and shit like that. Yeah.
So that's something we can say.
Yeah.
You get our trash.
You get our trash.
You get
like
sloppy seconds.
Oh my god, sloppy seconds. Yeah, you can have that. Oh my god. But I really want to go down to Houston sometime. Just chilling out there.
Yeah.
I love the tacos.
Tacos, really? I never had tacos in Houston.
Yeah, they smack, bro. They just hit different.
The times I've been to Houston were like for dance.
Yeah,
I haven't been in Houston in like a couple months. I used to go like at least like every other month. I think I don't remember. But Houston is pretty cool.
So, bro, since you went to Austin like for 4 years, bro, I always wanted to know like the relationship between UT and Sixth Street, bro.
Sixth Street has a badass relationship with UT for sure. Sixth Street. It's fun. There's so many fucking different experiences.
Can you tell the world what Sixth Street is?
Oh yeah. Sixth Street is a street in downtown Austin. And it's literally just lined with bars. Pretty badass. What's the street in New Orleans?
I've never been in New Orleans, but I know what you're talking about. It's in downtown New Orleans too.
Yeah. I'm gonna get this. Hold on. I need to remember. It's gonna kill me.
What's the street called? We're gonna figure this out, guys.
We're gonna figure this out.
Fuck.
Someone's
walking
my bitch.
Oh, no, he dropped the blood, guys. He dropped the blood.
Louisiana.
If I know this, I'm pretty sure y'all know the answer to it already. But like
Bourbon Street.
Okay.
But yeah, it's like the street in New Orleans, Bourbon Street. It's lined with bars. People go there from all over the world. And literally there's people walking, like it's packed. It's a whole fucking street packed with people, drunk people. But yeah.
Was it packed every time?
No, it was like
during weekends type shit.
During the weekends for sure, but there's definitely people on it in the week. Oh, Friday, yeah. Saturday. Sometimes Sunday. But yeah, we went a couple of times.
At least you got to join before quarantine, bro.
Hell yeah. Didn't you? You went, didn't you?
I mean, but like, I didn't enjoy. I just went to go just sightseeing, go walk around.
When'd you go?
I went like, when did quarantine start? March?
March, yeah.
March.
Yeah.
Okay, I believe I probably went in July. July-ish, I think.
July?
I think.
Was anything open down there? Or?
No. I mean, yeah, you know, restaurants were open, still like to eat. There was gas stations.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of, it was empty. Sixth Street was, the whole downtown Austin was empty.
Yeah, because I was up there or down there since, or until June. End of May, I think. I moved back to Dallas. July. You went down July. Oh shit.
Yeah, it was chilling. I got to see some parts, took some pictures. Not really a lot of pictures, you know.
Yeah.
Just for the snap, you know.
For sure. Who'd you go with? Did you go alone?
Oh, I went with a homie. He was down. He was like, "Fuck it, let's go to Austin." It was not even planned, bro. We just went for a day. We just went there and back.
Oh shit, that's bad. Yeah, like, yeah, it's only 3 hours away.
Yeah,
so
but it's like that down the street from Dallas.
Road trips are pretty dope. Yeah, hell yeah.
It's all done.
Yeah, the amount of times that I was in like the three cities, San Antonio, Austin, and Dallas, or Houston, Austin, and Dallas, in one day.
In one day.
Yeah, there was times I think there was like in multiple cities in one day. Just fucking road tripping. There was a time, I think it was like between sophomore to junior, that it was just, we were just road trips all over.
Damn.
Texas, yeah.
But like, think about it, though. Let's say, dude, you know, like one of my bucket list goals is, like, since I stay in Texas, you know how Dallas has a jambalaya, Austin has a
South by Southwest.
Huh?
South by Southwest. It also has a jambalaya.
Yeah, but like,
what do you mean?
But Austin,
yeah,
has what Dallas hasn't. You feel me?
No, what do you mean?
How can I say? I want to. One day I want to go to jambalaya.
Uh-huh.
One day I want to go to the Southwest.
Uh huh.
What does Houston have?
Houston.
I know they. Oh, they have an Astro Fest.
Oh,
yes.
But is it? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, about Astro Fest.
Yeah.
Damn, what does San Antonio?
Fuck, I don't even know.
Oh my god. Well, whatever they have, I'll go.
Whenever Corona is over.
Yeah, whenever Corona is over. Oh my god. But yeah, I want to do all that, like just in a short period of time, enjoy so many festivals and shit like that.
I'm pretty sure that's gonna be possible. Once Corona gets lifted, so much shit is gonna go down. Like everything that has been canceled or postponed is just gonna go down.
A lot of shit. I wanna see another project that's going down. That's how wild I wanna see people, bro.
No, it's gonna be crazy. It's crazy to think you were like in clubs, breathing and like up on each other.
The bars, bro.
Or like festivals. Literally. I remember when I went to a festival, like, you're like really up on each other. It was crazy. That's crazy. And like, we weren't thinking shit about it then, you know?
Yeah. Like, bro, you be mosh pitting sometimes.
Hell yeah.
Fuck. You either push the shit out of somebody or you're getting pushed, bro. You swinging. It's crazy. I miss concerts. I miss no.
Honestly.
Yes. The festivals. Last festival I probably went to was probably Latin Mix Live, whatever that shit was called.
Oh shit.
With J Balvin, Bad Bunny, and all them. That was live. I got drunk. It was a fun night.
The last one I went to Justin Timberlake. In San Antonio.
Okay.
I had we had floor seats, so we were standing up on the fucking stage.
Dude,
that
cool.
Shit was dope.
Bro, the closest
JT is fucking dope. Yeah.
The closest I ever been to like an artist was probably at ASAP Rocky's concert. I was right grabbing the rail types close, bro. I was like, I'm not leaving this spot. I'm sorry. I'm not enjoying the mosh pit. I'm just there up at the front.
Yeah.
And they was they was passing around the pen. They was passing around. I was like, I'll hit that. I'll fuck it.
Hit this hell.
I was like, I'll hit that. I'll fuck it.
Fuck.
No COVID, bro. It was all before COVID, bro. That's the shit you do at a concert, bro. You hit somebody else's pen. A complete strangers.
Yeah.
You need to be enjoying the vibe. It was a live concert, bro. I was popping. Little Yachty was there too. Tay Money. You know, shout out to Tay Money because she's from Dallas too.
Yeah.
There's a lot. There was another artist there that was from Dallas, I think. I'm not sure.
Badass.
It was a good concert. Damn. It is crazy, bro. So, let's bring it back to reality, though, because, you know, look, fuck, man, so many good memories, though. Not gonna lie, so many good memories going out. Oh, shit, all this shit before quarantine.
Yeah.
But low-key, like, during what quarantine happened, I mean, it kind of bettered people and made them more focused. And realize, okay, made us be more on this shit. And like, since you graduated, was it during quarantine, right?
Yeah.
It was during quarantine.
Yeah.
How'd you work the stage, bro?
I haven't.
No.
No, I haven't worked the stage, bro. They,
what they say.
Well, it was supposed to. I was supposed to actually. I actually technically celebrate my graduation, in June, in May, June, May, whenever it was, for 2020, but they canceled fucking the stage ceremony, like the actual ceremony, because of fucking Corona, and so actually, I think like last week I got an email saying that they're gonna try to do it in September. So, I mean, it's better late than never, I guess.
Yes, bro, you have to, bro.
Yeah,
I have to.
I got my diploma. I got my fucking diploma on the Saturday, bro. Like this shit.
Wow.
Not gonna lie, when I opened it, when I saw it, I kind of teared up, like, fuck.
Damn, bro, I'm proud of you,
bro. It was
pretty
cool.
I'm proud of you, bro. Just know that I'm proud of you. See? Y'all hear that, guys? Anybody can do it.
Go to school. Stay in school, kids.
Civil engineer.
Nah, not really. Just have goals, I guess. You know?
Just stay consistent.
Yeah.
Don't give up. Honestly. It's what it is.
Yeah.
Keep your head in the game. Damn, bro. So, walking the stage, maybe.
Maybe in September. Yeah.
Hopefully it happens.
I know, that'd be kind of cool.
Let me know. I'll go. If it's in Austin, I'll go.
Yeah, pull up. Everybody pull up. We graduate. We walk in the stage.
You. Yeah. I'm going to sneak a bottle and just
fuck. Hell yeah.
That'd be crazy. Did UT help you get a job, or did you get a job on your own, like, after?
I actually got the job right after I graduated high school. That summer, right before my first semester at UT.
For real?
Yeah, I interned.
Oh, you interned?
Yeah, where I work now. Yeah, I'm a project engineer. project engineer, sorry.
What does a project engineer do?
Huh?
What does a project engineer do?
Pretty much like keep the job running. So,
also like supervisor.
In a way, more administrative. Sorry. So like I make sure that labor is there. So like make sure the guys are at work. You know.
Yeah, working
at a certain time, leaving at a certain time. Just like make sure we have all the materials. Sign subcontracts with subcontractors to like get them to do specialty work, so like rebar and all that.
Yeah.
Make sure they're scheduled. Make sure we're following the schedule. Make sure we stay in a budget, under budget.
Stay on schedule.
Yeah, just inventory material. Submit. So the engineering part comes in like figuring out how much material you're gonna need based on the plans, or how long it's gonna take based on. Your crew size, your equipment, resources, your the lead time on materials and so shit like that. and so it's just like making sure everything is being taken care of. Like we're moving smoothly. We have everything we need. Everything is submitted to the engineer. So like basically if you're gonna build a
if you're gonna build anything, you have to send them a like shop drawings. So like how you're gonna build it, the plans that you're following, all the design requirements, all the calculations, everything. You submit it to the design the engineer that designed the project. Mm-hmm. And so he has to approve it. And so it's also taking care of that. Damn. Or submitting like fans, or what kind of fans you're going to submit based on the specifications of the project. So you have to read plans, you have to read specifications.
That is crazy.
Shit like that. That's a lot. So it's like management and construction and like engineering.
Yeah. So like everything's just based off schedule, like just follow through.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's many different things that you can try to like target. So you can try to stay under schedule. You can try to, or like stay in schedule, try to like stay under budget.
Yeah. So you're like multitasking a lot of different things at once too.
Yeah. Management. Yeah.
Damn. At least it gets you through the day sometimes.
Yeah, there's days that just fucking go by because you have all this shit going on. You got fires to turn off. You got a fucking, you have meetings. You have, I don't know. It's just, like, actually today was actually really slow because, or not slow, but rain. The guys didn't work. Yeah, we were flooded out.
Yeah.
So the guys out in the field didn't work. I was kind of able to catch up on just paperwork and shit like that, so. It was kind of chill.
That's good.
But yeah.
I remember you hitting the during that time. But it was a slow day anyways. Damn, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You gotta follow through all that thing just to make sure everything is done. But then again, yeah, you kind of have to. Because there's HIPAA, there's OSHA, they also have to check over there.
Yeah. But yeah,
have they ever pulled up on y'all?
Who?
HIPAA or OSHA?
Oh, OSHA. No. Actually, let me try this again. nothing has happened on my projects, I think, if I remember correctly. But, like, I've heard of shit happening on other projects.
Damn.
If I remember correctly, this guy fainted because he overheated. He was dehydrated and like, it was hot outside.
Yeah.
And so, I think he...
He stroked.
Maybe a heat stroke. Yeah, I can't really remember. It wasn't like too bad. Like it wasn't scary bad, but like he was fine after.
Mm-hmm.
OSHA had to get involved because it was reported. I guess I don't know. I don't know how it ended, to be honest with you. But
damn, that's still crazy though. Like working out in the heat is a bitch, bro.
It is.
Especially in Texas, bro.
It really is. Working
out. If you do construction in Texas, you just know. I did it for a bit, so I kind of know. He ain't no joke. I got black. I got dark.
Yeah.
But then again, like, in general, like, just playing, I mean, everybody knows the heat in Texas, even if you don't work. I mean, if people play, like, the people that play sports outside, like, soccer, football, summertime, everybody playing.
Yeah.
They don't care if it's hot. We just, it's the goal. If you're down to go play. That's the vibe here in Texas. If you're down, just pull up.
Fuck, yeah.
Rain, fucking hot, volleyball. Cold, don't matter. But it got hot during the summers, man. Like people, you were able to cook an egg in the concrete.
Hell yeah! There's times where I would go out and like take a walk or like just go see how the project is going,
mm-hmm.
And then like I'm fucking out of breath.
You open the door.
Out of breath, and I'm like, all right, let's go back in the office. Fuck this.
You open the door, you just start sweating, bro.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, fuck, that's so true. It's because we're in the winter right now, so you don't even really think about it, you don't even consider it, but it's like, damn.
Oh my god. This is horrible, bro. Summer's coming again.
Nah, we still got some time.
It's gonna get hot as hell again. Fuck.
Yeah.
It wasn't that cold this year.
It really wasn't, bro. We didn't even get snow. We didn't even get ice.
It was like a tease.
Yeah, it was a tease.
We got a fucking tease, bro.
It was a teaser.
I had a buddy of mine lives or goes to school to SFA in Nacogdoches over in East Texas.
Yeah.
Shout out Miguel. And he was actually here this weekend, and he showed me like pictures of how it was over there that same day. Like, they got like
shit ton of snow.
Like, yeah. It snowed into the night type shit. And I was like, damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, we barely even got,
we saw it falling, or at least where I was at, we saw it falling, but it wouldn't stick. That hole just melted. Fucking teased. They said, fuck y'all. But, yeah.
Dude.
We need more snow.
We need more snow. We have too much rain.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. It's been raining a shitload. Fucking.
And my car is low too, bro. Like a couple of weeks ago, when it rained really hard, and it got a little bit flooded. You remember that?
Yeah.
You know the street off of 30 MacArthur, and if you're coming to Irving, Hunter Farrell, right there by the what's that called? The junkyard, or whatever. Not the junkyard, but the it's right next to Nimitz. I forgot what it's called.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's that street right there. It's behind it. I tried driving my car through it when it was flooded. I was like, I'm a quarter way through the road. Not even a quarter way through. I'm talking about I was probably like 1/8 into the road. Because that road is pretty fucking huge.
Yeah.
And, bro, I had a car behind me. I was driving stupid stuff. I was going 10. I was like, do I really want to go through this whole street? Knowing I barely went in there. And I was like, my car just kept moving. I was like, nope, I'm turning back. I started dressing the bitch. The car behind me is like, if he's turning back, I'm turning back. Bro, I lied. So he started back when I was turning back. There was a truck coming. That bitch just drove past us, bro. I was like, it must be nice. I should have got a truck, bro.
Hell yeah.
I would have drove past it too if I had a truck. One of the perks of having a truck in Texas, though. Yes. You wear the fuck you want.
Yes, I fucking love my truck. But I'm trying to buy a new one.
Don't you have a raffle going?
Yeah. I'm over here looking for her.
Looking for who?
The truck. That's fucking hilarious. I got a fucking raffle going. 2008 GMC. She's being raffled $200 a ticket. Buy right. One before they sell out. 54 tickets.
Yeah,
54 tickets. 200 a pop. Hit me up. Hit me up on Instagram. Hit that.
Instagram. Yeah, I hit them up. Y'all down for to raffle a half of GMC 2008?
2008 GMC.
Oh, Sierra. And this whole lifted too, right?
She's lifted.
You doing with the wheels too?
Everything. Dude. She's ready.
I really recommend it. Y'all join the raffle. Lifted.
Yes, sir.
Got the wheels. I see it's a little money. I know he took this bad boy out.
I'm trying to buy a new truck. So, trying to find a cool way to let her go.
That's a better good way.
Than, a little excitement.
Yeah, because. Everybody has. Oh, don't you have other prices too? Like a first, second.
And third? Yeah, like $500 and $300. So.
So the second
I might up it. I've been thinking about it. I'm not making more. Yeah, why not?
What if you just keep it the same price but have fourth and fifth place?
Like add more.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Hey, they might be more prices. Check it out.
I should check it out. And when is this raffle ending, though?
What's today? The 25th. I've been thinking like mid February. I don't know. People gonna start getting their. I might do like end of February. I don't know. People gonna start getting their refund checks. So.
Oh yeah.
What a cool way to spend it. You might win a truck. You might win some cash.
You might win your cash back. Honestly.
There you go. It's only 54 numbers.
Yeah, so
odds are in your favor.
Odds are in your favor for a drug for $200. Oh my god.
Look at that.
I'll be down, but like, I got my car payments, bro. I'm sorry.
That's cool. Man. I've also been thinking about choreographing to this song.
Oh, for real? Pop Smoke for the night?
Yeah.
That whole smooth. Dope.
Yeah. He's good with it.
Bro, how long you been dancing for?
I started dancing in the cadets. Yeah.
Yeah. I was dancing a little bit before that, but...
Really?
That was, like, just me freestyling type shit.
Yeah. No, I mean, I would do, like, family quinceañeras or friends quinceañeras, but when I joined, when was that? I think I was 15,
2013. Yeah. I joined when I was, like, 15.
2014.
So. Adrian was the one who brought me in.
Yeah.
Adrian and Tino.
And Tino.
Brought me and Andy in and shit.
Oh yeah, that was a good group of y'all.
Yeah,
I remember that. Only you, Andy, and who else?
Who else joined around that time?
This, what was the skinny guy?
Gustavo, Lil Gus. Nah, Lil Gus did not join. Who joined? Dude, when we joined? Fuck.
I don't remember.
My memory sucks. Juan's. On Scooby,
Oh, Scooby joined with them.
Scooby
joined with them. He's in the Marines, right?
Yeah, he's in the Marines.
That motherfucker, hell yeah.
He was back recently. He was back recently, but he went back.
Over the holidays, or?
Yeah, he was over the holidays.
Yeah, but damn.
So, why are you listening to this, bro? Over there, wherever you're stationed at, bro. Hey, bro, we miss you, bro. No cap. Yeah. We doing good.
Hell yeah.
But who else joined with us? It's me, Andy, Scooby.
Was in there Paco's brother?
Paco's brother.
Older brother.
Who?
What's his name? Did I make that up?
Nah. It wasn't him.
Or did he not tell me that? Someone told me something.
Okay, anyways. But yeah. It was a good group of us, no cap.
Yeah, it was.
Then there was more people coming in too. Like the brothers, little guys, big guys, and all them. And then, how long did you stay in there for? Probably like four or five years?
I honestly, let me see. I think I cut out when I was 20.
20?
20, 21, I don't remember quite.
Yeah, because David.
So like 5-6 years maybe. I know towards the end I came back like very rarely, but it was whenever like
he
needed help. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck it. But no. I stopped that, but then I actually started dancing again. Or like choreographing for quinceañeras. Like in June of last year.
For
real? Yeah, and I stopped like 3 weeks ago. It was just I was done like
dancing.
Don't know. Done with quinceañeras.
So oh, okay. Okay. Just, yeah, I get you, though.
Yeah.
The only time I'll choreograph for a quinceañera is probably for my sisters or some shit like that. Or my cousins or some shit like that. Like for family. Yeah, I got you. I'll choreograph for some.
Yeah, like the group I was in, I had to dance a couple times and I was like, fuck. Like, I'm 22 at the time, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm 22 dancing in a quinceañera. Like, that's fucking weird. But it was just because, like,
yeah, I
part
feel
of the. Package, I don't know. That was pretty good, not gonna lie. So,
how much? Yeah, you do get paid real good.
Yeah, so
the pay is good for choreographing.
Yeah, like fuck it, but yeah. for all, like done performing, I can say that done.
But didn't you dance for like a group? What are they called?
Yeah, I danced for RDC.
We're
with RDC.
You're on a World of Dance too.
Yeah.
I see that episode, bro. I see you on YouTube.
Shut the fuck up. I was
cold air, boy.
That shit was fun. RDC was fun.
I was on RC for 3 years. 3 years.
3 years.
Yeah, I think so. Director my last year, co-director with Samantha Finley. Shout out, so. She probably never gonna hear this, but.
Huh?
I don't know. I'm gonna send it to her.
You're like, that's good. Yeah, shut you up. Listen, so when, so you can hear our part. Damn, bro. So you co-directed?
Yeah, I co-directed. Already seen.
So you made like,
we got hit with Corona. We were gonna go to Chicago for competition.
What competitions are we?
It was
Hip Hop Evolution.
No, I can't remember what it was called. Fuck, my memory sucks. But it was a competition in Chicago. Bye. We were like planning everything. Like it was going, and then March happened. So we usually do competition season the second semester.
Yeah.
First semester we did a concept video to Jayco. I don't know if you watched it.
Were you wearing white shirts?
And I think we were all in all black, and there was one girl in white. I'll send you the.
I'll check it out.
But yeah, we did that. We did that the first semester, and then competition season second semester. But it got cut short because of
COVID.
Fucking
COVID, man, just ruined everything. You're right. Yeah. That ruined, bro. You know what I hear about COVID the most? They ruined. COVID ruined Bad Bunny. Bro.
Fuck.
Bro, I would have been at the concert, at the clubs, living my life. Two Bad Bunny, just vibing, bro. Just vibing. Oh my god.
Yeah, COVID fucking canceled J. Cole's Dreamville Fest. I hope it was gonna be dope. I was excited for that.
Dreamville Fest, yes.
But once it's over, fuck. We going everywhere. We going to every fucking concert.
We going everywhere.
Hell yeah.
We're going Universal.
I'm gonna cash the vacation time, the PTO.
God.
Fuck yeah.
It'll be good times. Good times will come. Just gotta thug it out.
Hell yeah.
Damn, bro. We will co-directed for that, for RDC.
Yeah.
COVID ruined everything, but you still be dancing, though.
Sometimes, yeah. I like to take class. You need to go. You should go. But
you teach a class?
No, I like to take class.
Oh, you like to click? I like to take classes, too. Yeah, I just haven't been.
I've been taking a couple classes recently, like in the last month or so.
For real?
It's been kind
of dope. Would you ever teach a class?
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, I'd be down. I would teach for that group.
Oh yeah.
When I choreograph for that, but I don't know, maybe. We'll see.
I'm down to take a class though. Last time I took a class was with Tino when he took us.
Yeah, we should go. I'll let you know when there's a class for sure.
I don't mind.
I'll be taking it in
It's a good
Plano.
Workout too.
Yeah,
though.
It's definitely a good workout
it's
for
good
that.
Workout. It's a lot of cardio. Oh my god. You go over the steps so many times in an hour, bro. But you get it down.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Because sometimes it'd be hard. You gotta be cold to remember all that. Oh my god. And to hit it on the beats, bro. Oh
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Nah, I like to dance. Dance is cool.
Yeah. Damn, but you know what I really miss though? How I haven't been? It's Red River, bro. I'll be cold at country.
Red River. I haven't been to River in a minute either.
It's been a minute, bro. I think I'm about to go. Just kidding.
Yeah, I hit that hole up.
I don't know. I lucky do want to go though so bad. Let's go this weekend.
This bitch.
This week?
This Thursday.
Fuck.
We'll see, nah. We'll see. Nah, I don't know. I've been going to a lot of outdoor Mexican concerts, like the grupos.
Oh,
that
okay,
coming to like the
last one I went to was with Puerto Diferente.
Yeah, I've been going to a lot of those. That must be cool.
Yeah, they're just vibing, bro. Like for me, since you know I smoke, I'll be just sneaking my stuff. Sneak it in. Just put it in my boot, tuck it in.
Yeah, and we in.
Bro, because, you know, I went to the SMO tour just recently this year. Shit. That was in Mesquite.
And I managed to sneak in.
Fake bar?
Two blunts. And a lighter.
How'd you do it? How'd you do it?
I put it in my sock.
Bro, it was not gonna work out because, like, they had one good ass security. If I ended up going with him, I was not gonna go in.
Yeah.
I would have probably got arrested.
You avoided him?
I avoided him, and there was this mediocre security. He was patting down people good, but when it came out to the booth, he was just squish.
Yeah.
Okay, he don't have nothing.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, okay, I need to aim towards him. So I aimed towards him. He eventually patted me down. I was like, boom, boom, boom. He did it. Okay, whatever. I'm walking, and all I hear is, "Señor, ven para acá." No, I was like, I turned around, my heart dropped, bro. I was like, fuck. And then the lady in front of me, they're like, tu no.
And I was like, bro,
we getting lit at this bitch.
Did you smoke them when I was in there?
Yes, yeah. But like, I had to wait a minute. Smoking, no, bro, no? I'm talking about, look, this is how it went down. Like, at first, I guess, I know the security is going to kick people out if they smell it. So the way I did, I waited it out until, like, they started kicking a few people out because of it. Because some people got impatient. Just,
really?
Just lit the hole up. They went to the top. They went to the hiding spots, whatever. They lit it up. I smelt it. I was like... So it started. Okay. It's a waiting game. I was like... So I just took out my bake bar out of my boot. So I was just hitting the bake bar. They don't really smell that. No. So... And then we were just drinking. We were buying beers there. We were just chilling during the concert. I got pretty faded. And so as the time went past, bro, this security guard started kicking people out. I think it was like mid-concert by now. I was like, you know what? I'm drunk enough to not give a fuck, so let's spark this bitch up. I sparked that motherfucker up. I was so slick with it, bro. And I was passing it around, and I was telling him, hey, bro, keep it under your hand the whole entire time and blow down. Or blow where they won't really notice and waft it away. And the people around the side doing it because how they had this the seating was one bleacher here, one bleacher blocked off. One bleacher clear, one bleacher blocked off. So you couldn't really hide, bro. You couldn't really hide the smoke. And so... They also had VIP in the bottom, so they had a lot of VIP security guards on the floor just looking at the stands.
Yeah.
So once you see the smoke, just go get that motherfucker.
Fuck.
Yeah. And so I would just make sure, because I would just keep it. The first thing I did when I got there, I sat down. I just, okay, security guard there. I just started spotting them out. And so I was like, okay. I knew what security guard was in my section.
Yeah.
So I kept an eye out for her while she was getting people out. And I was just chilling, waiting. Every time, okay, she's busy with somebody. Out.
Yeah.
Pass that home. Quick, guys. Quick detection. Pass it back to me. And I just hide it for a bit. Okay, turn it back on. Just like that.
And you were slow with it.
I was so cross-faded, though.
Would you go with? Did y'all get fucked up or what?
We all got fucked up, bro. I'm gonna be honest, bro. Like, I don't promote, like, drinking and driving, but, like, bro, I don't even remember, like, how we got home. I know I was swerving for sure.
Oh, shit.
That's how cross-fitted I was.
Fuck.
But I was the most soberest one out of everybody in that car.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Once the other two got in the car, they knocked out. They just knocked out. Cause we was all faded though. We all drank kind of the same.
Yeah.
But we also ate.
Oh, y'all had something in your system.
Yeah, we just snacked on something real quick and I was like,
all right. It always helps after being drunk.
I had water in the car
too. You gotta get something in your system.
Yeah, bro. I always have water in my car. Yeah. If you ever been in my car, bro, you just know how much water I got. Like, I just cleaned it out. I had a whole bag full of water bottles. Probably like 5-6 water bottles.
Fuck. Yeah, bro. I keep myself hydrated.
Clutch as fuck.
I keep myself hydrated. Not because I drink and drive, it's because I smoke. You know.
There you go.
Yeah, calm mouth. Calm mouth, man. And keep myself busy. I keep myself healthy.
Yeah.
Do a lot of fitness.
There you go.
Go running. Go to the gym.
I need to go to the gym more.
Yeah. I do a lot of that. That keeps me fit. And I play soccer, so I need my water. If not, you know, you start peeing yellow if you don't keep yourself hydrated, guys. It's nasty. Yeah,
yeah. Drink your water.
Drink your water. You want clear piss, not nasty piss. Come on.
Great way to put it.
I stay healthy. So, we're going to end it here for the podcast. If y'all ever need somebody to choreograph for anything or take classes, y'all let us know.
Yeah.
Or hit on my boy Caesar on Instagram. What's your Instagram, bro?
It's g.caesar.
How you spell that out?
g.caesar_ Hey, if I remember that correctly.
g.caesar_
With two R's, yeah.
With two R's. I heard that here first. Y'all stay healthy, my friends.
Drink your water.
And drink your water. Y'all remember that.